Location, location, location. That's the mantra for the real estate crowd, and not just physical real estate these days, but also in the cloud. Are you the first to pop up your business, your place of worship, the first to pop up on a Google search? Are you at least on the first page when people do a search? Do you appear on lots of lists? So, you know, we here at Advent have a Facebook page and we have a website. And so if people get Google churches in Arlington, we like to be, you know, on that first page. Have a good location on the web, a good presence. And one of the reasons is because we think about the people that live in this location, people that we serve. And right now, this particular micro-location is hot property, in case you haven't been told about Amazon coming. And even before that, it was very expensive to buy property in this area. And it's such hot property partly because people are in transit. You may be one of them, or you may know people that are in transit who are not here for long, are going from one place to another, and this is one stop along the way. And that may be true. If it's not true for you, it's probably true for a number of your neighbors. So we here at Advent, one of our questions is, how can we serve our neighbors and our neighbors yet to come in this location? Sometimes people who are in transit take that time in their lives to kind of break away from their regular disciplines, sort of take a break, and sometimes for good, sometimes for not so good. Disciplines maybe of diet or exercise or church or family values. Sometimes when people are in transit, their needs become different than their needs when they're settled and more accountable to those that are around them. Because they know that relationships that they form are not necessarily going to be long-term. So how much to invest in them? So they may hesitate to form relationships and neglect their emotional needs. But God knows we have those needs no matter what situation in life we're in. And God knows that ultimately all of us are in transit through this life, and always only in a temporary location. We're all itinerant, and living in this area just makes us more aware of that than other people might be who spend their whole lives in one physical location. Jesus was very much like you or me or our neighbors in changing locations. He left Nazareth, his boyhood hometown, and moved on to Capernaum, which was a fishing village on a big lake called the Sea of Galilee. Now, the region of Galilee is in the north section of Israel, which was originally settled by the tribes of Zebulun and Naphtali. And these Israelites of the northern kingdom had been destroyed by the Assyrians, so that the people now living there were a lot of Gentiles who had just moved in when the northern tribes had left, and some of the Jews who'd been left or had returned after the Babylonian exile, and they came back and settled there. Now, this northern region, not where Jerusalem is, okay, that's in the southern region, the area of Judah. This northern region was not the desirable location. It was the bad neighborhood. It was thought that God looked down on the people that lived there and on the land, just like happens today in nations and cities that are considered less desirable real estate locations and may get looked down on, partly because of the marginalized people that live there. But where does God choose to show up when God becomes incarnate in Jesus? The prophet Isaiah told us centuries before that there would be no gloom for those who were in anguish, that in the former time he brought into contempt the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, but in the later time the Lord will make glorious the way of the sea, the land beyond the Jordan, Galilee of the nations. Huh. God's going to lift up this bad location. It's going to become important. In contrast to Galilee, we have today St. Paul's congregation of new Christians in Corinth. Corinth was a center of power. It was like Washington. The city of Corinth in Greece was also a city full of transients because it was on that isthmus across the Greek peninsula. So it was a major shipping and trading route. Lots of sailors passed through there, lots of merchants and trade. And St. Paul was a transient in this city full of transients. And some of the people that lived in Corinth had jobs that were directly or indirectly involved with travel and travelers. Paul, by trade, was a tent maker, and he earned his living as he traveled, just as you take your professional skills from place to place. And just like Jesus' fishermen disciples continued to support their families and fish while working for his kingdom. And just as you do in this place and in the congregations from which you come and the ones to which you may go. Just like Timothy, Titus, and Silas, who were assistants to Paul in their ministry that the church celebrates today, people who traveled with him and were in sometimes traveling and sometimes in settled congregations. Today, the church remembers and celebrates the ministry of those faithful people who've served wholeheartedly and faithfully wherever they found themselves, as Timothy, Titus, and Silas did. To the people who saw these Christians, from the fishermen to Paul and his helpers, when they looked at them, they may have seen people going about their daily business. The fishermen still fished, and the tent makers still made their tents. And it may have looked like little had changed in their lives. So maybe sometimes they were absent a bit, but you know, doing it. But mostly little had changed. They still used their talents and skills in their real lives, in the real world. But from their viewpoint, they were also serving God by living out those vocations that God had called them to do. They were living in a new reality, however much it looked to the outside like it was the old reality. You each have a Monday through Saturday life too, which may appear to be the same to your co-workers as theirs is, but you live in a new reality, one that sees the world from God's viewpoint. You have answered the call to live with a different purpose from those who look like they're doing exactly the same thing that you do. One of the reasons for being part of a faith community is to learn to transfer those skills so that you can intentionally use them not only in your Monday through Saturday life, but also in the kingdom. God has a purpose for your life and calls you to use those skills to further that purpose. Jesus tells us that your life's purpose is not only about you and God, but also about you and the other people that you meet. Fish for people. What does that mean? Well, first of all, how does one fish? Well, there's putting bait on a hook. That's one way to do it. That's what the advertising sites on the internet do. They bait a hook to pull you in. So how might that translate to Jesus' people? For Jesus' people, that might mean inviting others to find hope and purpose in their lives too, to look for where people are looking for purpose and hope and offering it to them. Some communities might make themselves attractive by offering people what they seem to want in terms of relationships, and that's their bait. The Bible tells the story of the early church being attractive in that way. It says in Acts, people said, see how they love one another. The idea that that was why that other people then wanted to be part of that. And people did see it and wanted to be part of that too. People are still attracted to churches for the same reason. Another way to fish is to use a net. Scoop up and enclose everything around. Churches do this too. Churches can do this through good works aimed at anyone in need. No deserving, no relationship, no membership needed. They fish by being the presence of God incarnate, God present in their hands, going out and meeting the needs of all that they can help. And even people who never name God or Jesus, experience God through them. They're in the net. And then there's another way of fishing is to spear a fish. You pick out the fish you want and you throw a spear into it. Aim at a particular fish. Christians who fish in this way engage with a particular individual that comes into their path and needs something, a relationship, a hug, anything, but they have a person in their path who sees them, and they see that person and reflect to that person the character of God as revealed in Jesus. They show acceptance and love and mercy and forgiveness and caring to that individual that they encounter, and so bring a godly presence into the relationship. Jesus went about the location he was in, teaching and healing and proclaiming good news. That's what it means to fish for people, not to control them, not to own them, not to use them, but to be present to people who need a healing and understanding presence. Here at Advent, so many of you are that presence in the moment of need. A number of you were that presence for Patricia's family yesterday. Not because you expect to reap long-term benefits from what you do in this transient location, but because Jesus calls you to this task. And Jesus calls you to be. Just be. For now. For which we can say, thanks be to God. Amen.